connect the dots. Hey, get up and dance. When the music's playing, you should be dancing. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Internet Radio. Radio Free America, where we can say what we want, and we don't need approval from anybody. And, hey, welcome to Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. Well, I am an inventor of solutions. That's right. I'm the man who's got the plan. I got a better way of doing everything. And I just want to publicly announce there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness, not only afflicting the people of Earth, but other portions of the galaxy, too. Yeah. You know, if only, you know, I know I've met a few good responsive people in my life. I'm a responsive person. I try to be responsive to people. But there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. Yeah. And all you need is a phone and the ability to dial that number and talk and tell us something important. Everybody has something important to say. Some people are shy. Some people are tongue-tied. And the list goes on and on. Whatever. Anyhow, there's important things that everybody in this world should be talking about now. Talking about the coming event when the our galactic brothers and sisters, the good ones, are going to land on planet Earth. Yeah, it's going to happen. If you don't know about it, what? Where have you been? In a cave? I don't get it. I mean, that information is out there. All you have to do is go on the internet, look for the star seeds, key in that word. Cobra, that's another one. 2012 Blogspot. Cobra's 2012 Blogspot. Yeah, look it up. You could learn a lot there. Hey, the Sisterhood of Rose. Sisterhoods of Rose. We like mass meditation. Yeah, those are all Twitter sites. The most important thing for people to be talking about is what is coming to Earth, and the we need to be talking about all the bad things being worked against us. Now, here I got some interesting information here, because I follow people on Twitter that somehow have the inside intel to what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, there's a galactic war still playing out. The final battle scenes are playing out between the good guys and the bad guys. The forces of light versus the forces of darkness. The frequency of love against all the negative frequencies. Anyhow, by hook or crook, I came across this information that, here's how to get in on a lot of info, because it's all related. Look, when the show's over, look up the word Loosh, L-O-O-S-H. If you ever remember the movie The Matrix, where they talked about the electrical energy being harvested off human beings, sleeping in pods, dreaming their life away. Well, there's something called loosh. It's energy that the demons can suck off us. They put us in extreme situations of fear, and the body produces certain things that they can suck off us. And that's why all the evil and all the torturing and all the suffering is all about. It creates the human body in response to being put in a difficult situation like that, puts out other ingredients that these demons can suck off us. And they were harvesting it, and it was being sent. AI, artificial intelligence, was in control of sending it. And they were sending it back to the Orion constellation. Yeah, you know, the you heard of it, the Orion constellation, one of the easiest ones to pick out in the sky. And you got the three shining stars that go across, sometimes known as the belt of Orion. Well, that's where the demons hang out, and the dark side hangs out, and the anti-God creatures hang out. And the artificial intelligence individuals hang out. The they had a backup system. They had an artificial intelligence system that was sucking this loosh off us human beings here on Earth, and was transporting it to Orion, the stars that on the Orion's belt where the bad guys hang out. And apparently that facility was destroyed recently, the artificial intelligence facility that was somehow transferring the loosh from human beings to the bad guys out there in Orion. So that system got destroyed, so to speak, which is good news. And in relation to that, I came across the information that the famous Stonehenge was the sending point of the loosh from Earth. And it was gathered in different parts, Stargate in Iran, and other places. I can't think of them all right now. But that information is out there. You, the listener, should start searching for it. And you can start with the word loosh, Google it. And that'll lead you one thing to lead you something else. And you'll be educating yourself at the same time. So anyhow, I came to wonder, well, if they knew that the loosh being harvested over the off the human race was being sent off from Earth at the Stonehenge location, why didn't they somehow block that, you know, if they knew that was going on like that? Well, anyhow, the receiving facility on the Orion constellation supposedly has been destroyed, which is good news, including their backup systems. Well, you know, it's been destined that the bad guys, the dark side, is going to lose this battle, the final battle, you could say, between good and evil, if you want to pit it like that. And, you know, call it what you want. It doesn't matter, but it's happening now, and everybody should be talking about it, because everybody is supposed to be participating in this event. And by concentrating on love and projecting your love vibrations all around you to everyone you meet. Of course, it's hard to do that when the cabal, the dark side, the bad guy, is still in control of the surface of planet Earth, are, you know, making our lives difficult as usual because they know their days numbers are short, their hours are short, their days are short, their time is short, and they, you know, still want to battle it out to the end, these bunch of diehards, and they will die hard, but they're making our lives miserable in the meantime. But we could do something to help defeat them sooner. You know, unfortunately, we have to rely on the galactic good guys out there to take down these bad guys who have been manipulating life on Earth for, oh God, hundreds of thousands of years. And there's a collection of them. I've mentioned them before. But anyhow, they're the bad guys. They're the dark side. And they're losing battles. They lost this big battle where they're not going to be able to harvest the loosh anymore unless they got some other way. But why isn't Stonehenge being sealed off? I mean, if that, they know that's the sending point on planet Earth to send it off to the headquarters of the bad guys. And there's plenty of sources of information regarding all this. And if you're interested in the truth, you ought to be out there looking at it. But I gave you an important clue tonight. Look up that word, loosh, L-O-O-S-H, and that will lead you to other things. And you can find out a lot about what the bad guys are. What's interesting, it took me from one thing to another. When I was following the trail leading from Loosh, goes into one thing, goes into other things, and interesting enough that the Galactic, this group called the Galactic Federation, was listed amongst the bad guys. Now, when you, if you look up the 2012 Blogspot, you know, by Cobra. Cobra's 2012 Blogspot. He's calling it the Galactic Confederation now. So maybe the people calling it the Galactic Federation are deceivers. You know, these are important things that we need to be looking at now, because there might be the bad guys might show up ahead of the event and claim that they're the good guys, and that's one of the ploys that gets played against the human race all the time. The bad guys are always trying to mimic that they're the good guys. They say, oh hey, oh, I'm Jesus, I'm Buddha, and you know, and everything else they can think about, and that they fool a lot of people like that. I mean, look how stupid you, the people of Earth, are. You got talked into allowing strangers inject strange substances into your body. And the every government in the world was coaxing you on to do it. And some of them were using extortion and making ridiculous laws to force you to go along with this ridiculous plan. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there is no logic to vaccines when you understand what how a human body really functions and that there's five basic aspects to it overlaid. It's not just physical reality. And just that alone should give you an idea that vaccines just don't make any sense. They were invented by the New World Order, or the Illuminati, or the other, you know, groups that are all part of the New World Order. And they're the ones who invented fake medicine, you know, this thing sometimes called allopathic medicine, you know, not to take away from some of the talents that are out there. I mean, let's face it, surgeons know how to perform amazing tasks, you know, transplanting body parts and all kinds of stuff like that. And, invaluable for things like war, because they want the war ongoing all the time. And while we're talking about war, if you look at that crackpot Zelensky, I mean, everybody's kissing his ass. It's ridiculous, you know? To put it in proper perspective, it's almost like he's playing the role of the devil, in a sense. There's a very informative book in the Bible, or the Holy Bible, sometimes referred to. It's the last book, called the Book of the Revelation. And in that, it gives you, there's a lot of stories related to the end times, which we are in right now. And they talk about the beast, and they talk about the one beast who gains power from 10 other evil groups, and they all give their power to the one. Well, it's kind of, it almost fits the shoe what Zelensky is doing. You know, well, read the passages yourself. Take the time to read that book, the Book of the Revelation. It's the last book in the Bible. And there's about 10 nations that are supporting him for a never-ending war. And then, of course, that's what is prophesied in the Book of the Revelation, too. There will be war until the end. And that's what give me all these weapons to Zelensky. It's guaranteeing the war to the end. Yeah, you're willing to give him everything he asks for, and a blank check, pretty much. And so you get plenty of ammunition so he can continue fighting this war that can't be won. And nobody is going to defeat Russia. You know, even they talk about it so foolishly, the fake news. Come on, the largest landmass country in the world, the one with the most nuclear weapons, you can't beat a nation like that. Nobody can. You know, including the United States. You know, so, I mean, what is the point in this, you know? And the Ukraine, Zelensky, the devil Zelensky is a good name for him. He is conning everyone to give him whatever he asks for. And everyone is giving him what he asks for. Almost exactly like in the Book of the Revelation. So is the devil inside Zelensky. You know, the devil is not a saint. It's an invisible entity. And it can hop from being to being. Well, it seems like the devil is inside of Zelensky right now. He's giving Gates a break, Devil Gates, yeah. Fulfilling prophecy. You got to read the Book of the Revelation. You can read it in, an hour or two. If you never have picked up a Bible and never read it, well, now's the time to do it, because that's what the book talks about. And it talks about all other kinds of things, and these things are starting to come true, and they're becoming obvious. And there will be war until the end, especially with that crackpot Zelensky and all the other fools that keep giving him whatever he asked for, pretty much. So there will be a war ongoing until the end. Until the end being when the good galactic people land their spacecraft here and physically arrest all the bad guys still running around on the surface causing havoc. You know the crowd, well, Zelensky, we want them, Geets, Soros, and a whole host of other bad dudes that are out there, you know, the Iranian regime. The Chinese communists, you name it. There's plenty of bad guys still in power. And then, of course, the New World Order bastards who are under the direct control of the artificial intelligence and demonic beings from other worlds, the Dracos, the Reptilians. And these are the things that we need to be talking about. Now, you know, your average person on the street knows nothing about what I was just talking about now. I mean, there's Christian people that know about the book of the Revelation, and they can maybe see some of the parallels, but don't read it as a religious document. Read the book of the Revelation as its prophecy, it's foretold, it's like people coming from the future, you know, the angelic beings or whoever it was that showed up on the island of Patmos, I think it was, whatever. John, the disciple, at the age of 90 years old, something like that, he received the revelation. The angels showed up and they told him, write this down, and he proceeded to read it down the best he could. And so these were messengers, these angels, were obviously from the future because they had seen how it plays out from the future, and they went back in time to the disciple of Jesus, John, and had him write it down to give us a warning of what will transpire in the future. And we're at that point in the future now where it is happening. So Bibles are cheap, really. You can buy them in the dollar store. But if you haven't read the Bible, if you're from some other religion, pick yourself up a copy and read the last book, the book of the Revelation. And you'll see how it starts, you know, how it connects to what is happening today with all the turmoil in the world. And for you people that think that Jesus is going to come and rescue you, not at this particular time, no. In fact, though it's not only written in the Bible, but it's written in the fifth apocryphal Revelation that verifies that Jesus did make that promise he will return to our world. You know? But it doesn't have to be at this point in time. So just wanted to mention that, you know, at this point in time, we have to show some responsibility and become part of the love that needs to be anchored in on Mother Earth. And bring on the peace and tranquility we desire. It'll happen sooner if we can go out there every day and project love the best we can, and also participate in the mass meditations. You know, I've participated in many of the mass meditations, and it's got nothing to do with the classic stereotype version of what a meditation is. You don't have to sit there with your legs crossed with a Swami suit on or anything like that. You basically sit in front of the computer screen and they walk you through it. They tell you what to focus on. And occasionally they ask you to say, repeat after them, usually something three times, because to do something three times, it's an important rule in how things work in the universe. It's also a test that if you're channeling information from some invisible source, you have to ask them where their allegiance is and ask them the question three times, and they have to answer you the same way three times. They'll understand if they're legitimate. If they try to avoid it or change the subject, you know they can't be trusted. And so anyhow, that's what a mass meditation is. Anybody can do it. You'll be sitting in the comfort of your home. You turn on at the prescribed time every area of the world. It's going to be a different time, you know? In order to, we want everybody, the whole point of the mass meditation is you have a large number of humans all thinking and at times speaking the same things at the exact time, the exact same time. So it's going to be a different time for different parts of the world. And these things, they certainly, they're easy to find out about on Twitter. And you don't have to belong to Twitter, but you want to join up because then you can you have more access to them. But you can find out the times of these things. And I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again tonight. The Sisterhood, the hashtag at Sisterhood of Rose is a good place to find the mass meditations. And then you can go to the 2012 portal.blogspot.com. That's Cobra's site. The Cobra, you know, it's a collective thing, Cobra. The Cobra lists the mass meditations, too. And then on Twitter, there's another one. We love mass meditation. Hashtag, you know, that funny little circle thing in the A with the loop around it. At... we love mass meditation. You can find out about the mass meditations there. And there's another one at Truth Seeker underscore 777. Another good place to go look to find out the info about the mass meditations. If you're listening to my voice and you're listening to the show, you need to show some responsibility here and make an attempt to participate in these events. Because the more of us that participate, the more light we're bringing in. We bring the, and this is what happens basically in the mass meditation. You're calling the light in that's coming from the central sun. You know, you have to envision it. It's going in through the top of your head, down through your spine, down to the center of the earth, and then back up out. And this is the procedure for bringing in more light. It's really that simple. So you just, like at the prescribed time, you sit in front of your computer screen and you just follow the instructions. You know, envision what they the voice tells you to envision and repeat the things that need to be repeated three times. They'll say it and then you can say it right after that or you can say it with them, you know. So it's not that difficult. That's what a mass meditation is about. That's how it plays out. It's easy, really. And you'll feel good about doing it because you're actually doing something that will help quicken the situation. The quicker the ETs can land on our world, the quicker we'll be rid of the bad guys forever. But they have to land here to do that, and it has to be right. There has to be a certain amount of light, you know, a certain amount of faster vibrations. And then we need to be talking about, we all have to get ourselves to be ready. The Earth is in the fifth dimension already, but it still has a doorway open to the third dimension, which most of us are still in. And this war crap thing playing out is playing out in the third dimension. And we, in order for us to exist, when the Earth finally sheds off its third dimension, you know, and the Earth is conscious, and it will, at a certain point in time, we're moving close to that point, your vibration as this individual human being has to be of a certain frequency in order to exist in a fifth dimensional world, because planet Earth will no longer have a third dimension. It'll be only fifth dimension and above. And it will still be physical reality. But, you know, your vibration has to be of a higher frequency. So you have to work on yourself at the same time. Participating in a mass meditation will help. Finding out about what's going on behind the scenes will help. You know, I recommend everyone join Twitter and start following the starseeds. Actually, even though Twitter is run by artificial intelligence, you know, the artificial intelligence will help you to some degree. You key in the word starseeds and they'll bring some up in you. Then you just, once you're a member of Twitter, then you can follow them and then you can scroll down, go to their account. You can scroll down and see all the things, bits of information that they're giving out. And you'll begin to learn about what is going on behind the scenes. This is the most important thing happening in the world right now. Forget about mainstream media news. It's nothing but lies. You know, I do have to talk about it for a minute, though. Hey, just to remind you, this is a call-in radio show. You have some important bits of information. Well, call in and share it with us. But anyhow, it's a, you know, sure, the Ukrainians are getting kicked out of their houses and some of them are getting killed and the people are suffering. But Ukraine is like any other country. There's a big difference between the people and the government. The government is hell-bent on fighting war to the end because the government's controlled by evil. You know, just like every other country in the world, pretty much. So the joke, it's a sad joke in a way, but if you can't help, if you're watching mainstream media news, they're always talking about, especially the world news, they're talking about the Ukraine every day. It's a never-ending struggle, a never-ending war, and they want to make it never-ending. But the sick joke is we haven't seen one real battle yet, you know? I can't believe there aren't any battles going on. Sure, the Russians are firing missiles, and now Zelensky is getting rockets and launchers and all shit so he can fire some missiles back and stuff. But I haven't seen one hand-to-hand combat thing at all. which is kind of strange. So this war is being fought with newscasters and camera crews, apparently so, you know, and liars get in front of the camera. Oh, yeah, we're fighting this. Yeah, they dig a trench and they walk back and forth. They show you tanks. But you don't see the tanks in action, you know. They're not. I haven't seen one battle yet. You got to question this shit, you know. I mean, sure, the Ukrainian, the poor Ukrainian citizens, they're all getting screwed, you know. But it's all the fault of the Ukrainian government and the Russian government. You know, they're equally guilty. You know, and they're getting caught up in the barrage of missiles being fired and stuff like that. But hand-to-hand combat, no, I haven't seen one battle yet. And here's why we should be seeing battles. If you take a look at all the footage there is of World War II, where the cameramen were there and you saw real battles going on. Well, we haven't seen one yet happening in the Ukraine, not even one. So what does that tell you? It tells me the whole thing is a big sham. And, you know, and the human race is getting tricked into firing missiles on the opponent. And that the opponent's following missiles on them, and it's just a waste of taxpayers' money, a waste ruining people's lives who live in these areas, and creating terror and fear. And of course, that serves the agenda of the dark side, because they have their demons who want to suck the rouge off the people who have become fearful. And people need to start talking about it. Why haven't we seen one real battle, you know, with a cameraman there watching forces fighting each other? Because I don't think there's been one, really, you know. Where's the proof that there's been one battle? We can't believe these people that talk in front of the cameras. They're all fucking liars, period. You know? We can believe the people that maybe have lost their home and they're running for their lives out of fear. But these military people, I wouldn't believe any military people. You know? It's sickening what's going on. You know, a war being fought with camera crews and liars. Who, you know, and a lot of tanks running around, a lot of missiles being fired, but there's no real hand-to-hand combat or anything like that going in. And the proof is they haven't showed us one battle, not even one. Well, we should be talking about this every day, because it's another scam where the media's involved in it. And the heads of the governments are involved in it, and the people who sell war machinery are in on it. You know, all this free stuff we're giving the Ukraine's taxpayers have to pay for this shit. And then the countries that are giving it, they say, oh, we have to restock our military supplies. Sure, it's a great reason to get rid of your old military supplies. On both sides, you know, we'll fire all these old-fashioned missiles and we'll get rid of them, and then we'll get the taxpayers to buy new, more sophisticated weapons. And it's a never-ending bag of bullshit. And the politicians in every country in the world, they're in on it too. Plenty of bribe money to go along, you know, be passed around, that's for sure. And the people, the average citizens of the world, were all getting screwed. And if we're not raising hell and complaining about this, it's going to continue. You know? I mean, we need alternative governments for every country in the world, including the United States. We need an alternative government set up now. We need a new Declaration of Independence to wipe out the existing people in government, to remove them, make them obsolete, and set up a new. You know, the Constitution of the United States is a great document, but we still need a second Declaration of Independence. This Declaration of Independence is from our own government. You know, the original one was from the British. You know, but in America, we need a new Declaration of Independence from our corrupt government, the corrupt federal government. These people are liars, they're cheats, they're backstabbers, they're bribe takers, they're con artists, they're war machine supporters, war supporters. Where are all the peace people, huh? Just out of curiosity, why isn't anybody, where, you know, of course, the mainstream media is not going to give them any airtime. But where are they anyhow, you know? Where's the people in the street claiming end war? We don't support this. Don't use our tax dollars to fund that this crazy guy, Luzinski, who wants to, thinks he can beat the Russian government. What an insane idea. It's too bad he lost his a bit of land, but that's his own fault for being a corrupt government politician. You know? There's, you know, he lost that part of the Ukraine. And he's not going to get it back. No way, no how. So it's fighting a useless battle, you know? He's never going to get that land back, and he's just going to keep milking all the countries in the world. Oh, I need more weapons. I need this. And no matter how much they give him, he could never defeat the Russians. So, like, what kind of nonsense? Why are we going along with this? Again, the solution is alternative governments in every country in the world. Every country. Alternative governments need to be set up that don't want to war, that want peace, that want to do what the public, serve the public, not rule over them. Am I the only one who thinks like this? Am I the only one that understands that something down the line, what I'm talking about, has to be done? There is no easier way to do this. There is no polite way to do this. Every government in the world needs to be made obsolete by setting up alternative governments. And once we set one up, we'll send our tax dollars to the new alternative government, one that listens to the people, not the bribe money from the bankers or any other, you know, corporations. You know, it's the only way to change the situation. We can't sit around and wait for the galactic people to land here, especially when we're doing close to nothing. You know? We could be doing plenty more, and part of it is participating in the mass meditations. Part of it is standing up to the crooked government, participating in setting up an alternative government. You know, we got people jumping on the bandwagon now here in America, ready for the 2024 election. Hey, listen, everybody. I'm running into 2024. lesson, and I'm the only guy who's not corrupt, because I don't belong to a corrupt political party, and I know how to solve problems. I know how to end the war in the Ukraine. It's not that difficult, you know? It's really not that difficult. Of course, the longer it goes on, the harder it will be. But with no end in sight, it'll never get solved unless somebody like me gets elected president of the United States, you know, as a write-in candidate. It's the only way to beat the big guys. Right now, we got new contenders for the Republican Party. If you, in 2024, I said this, I've had this radio show for 5 years now. And in the last election, too, I told everybody, don't vote for Democrats or Republicans. Look what happened. You all went out and did it, and what did you get? You got the Democrats stealing the election. The Republicans not even complaining about it. And all the crooks are back there in Congress. You know, what is it? 99% of the Congress is run by the Democrats and the Republicans. So we got a crooked government, you know. No one, in fact, the political parties should be banned from the federal government, period. Because it's us versus them game. It's a log jam. And come 2024, if you people stupidly vote for Democrats or Republicans, no one should vote for a Democrat or Republican. Again, you know, because these are, when it comes to the president, certainly when it comes to the president of the United States, because either one, whether a Democrat or a Republican gets elected president of the United States, you know, you got a whole crooked Congress of Democrats and Republicans, and it turns into a logjam. Even when Trump had both the Senate and the House of Representatives, he couldn't do it, you know? He couldn't make it happen because he himself was part of the sham, a Republican. You know, if you're a Republican candidate for president or a Democrat candidate for president, you are the problem because you're willing to participate in crooked political parties. You're willing to be a member of a crooked political party. So, I mean, people, I have very little faith that you're going to listen to me. And I pretty much guarantee that 2024 election is going to come around. Everybody's going to stupidly vote for a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate. You know, if you were smart, you'd be out there telling your friends, Democrats or Republicans, to vote for me. Every Democrat and every Republican should vote for Tom Edison. He's named a member in the 2024 election. Just write my name in. That's all. And see to it that your delegates cast their electoral votes for me, and I'll have a landslide. And then I'll show everybody how easy it is to get a government to get along and do things meaningful. Believe me, it's not as difficult as it sounds if you have the right person at the helm. And I happen to be an expert in getting people to do things. The art of persuasion, it's one of my talents. Anyhow, hey, I'm the man with the plan. That's it. And that's the way I'd like to see it play out in 2024. But if everybody wants to get it, just do the ho-hum and Democrats versus Republicans, we'll get nowhere. Of course, in the meantime, the smart thing to do would be set up that alternative government so there won't be any 2024 Republican or Democrat battle going on. And both sides are planning on cheating, and they haven't even changed the voting machine, so all the electronic votes can be cheated galore, as the saying goes. And that's how both parties plan to win the election, who can cheat the best. And so the best plan is actually set up that alternative government before the election, have our new Declaration of Independence, Pomar, sick, perverted, crooked, evil government. The federal government needs to be made obsolete. We'll have a new federal government with some new rules. Nobody can be a member of a political party that belongs to this new government. That'll be good for starters. You know, if you want to be a member of Congress and you belong to a political party and want to be in the new federal government, you need to quit that political party and run on the merits of what you can actually do. And taking bribe money will not be one of them. So anyhow, that's the deal, and we should be talking about what's going on behind the scenes with the Galactic Confederation. You know, I've asked on Twitter, I've asked people, is it the same thing? Nobody's willing to answer that. You know, I don't know what's going on here. But after seeing the Galactic Federation listed as one of the bad guys in League with the Anunnaki, I don't know what the hell to say now, except maybe the Cobra Group is right. It's the Galactic Confederation. Well, everybody listening to the show should be looking into all this information. And I said, start with the word Loosh, Google it, and the trail will lead from there. L-O-O-S-H. Meanwhile, there, I've got this great video out there. I don't make any money off it, but just go check it out. It's called Beatlemania in America. Yeah, B-E-A-T-L-E, Mania, Beatlemania in America. It was listed by just Googling it, but it's too hard to find like that now. So just go to YouTube, click on with the videos, and then key in Beatlemania in America. I'll be the first, second, or third, or something like that that'll show up. And it's 10 minutes and 4 seconds long, so you know when you get there, it's got the picture of the girls holding up the sign, "We love you." Leave us the innocence captured in that image from 1964. And you'll learn something. About the amazing Beatles. It'll be entertaining. And of course, I ask people every week, download a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available, Amazon, you name it, iTunes. It's out there. Download a copy of it. It's only like, you know, $5, $7, and get it on your notepad or something like that, and study the pictures, you know, and you'll find out all the amazing things that exist on our world already that we can't see, but the camera can see. Plus, you'll see photographs of the sky and unusual craft up there, unlike any craft anybody has taken pictures of. You know, to this day. Plus, you'll see the sparkling points of light that can extend down out of the sky. There's a few photos of that. The creatures that fly around at night and leave light trails. Amazing photos. Plus, the 100 pages of text where I list some of the ongoing conspiracies. I list 39 of them. And some of them you probably never heard before. And I have a philosophical chapter. I have plenty of drawings of things that I've seen. I didn't have a camera ready to catch, but I have good memory and adequate drawing skills to give you a good idea of what it looked like and what I was witnessing. Amazing things I've seen, and I have some amazing stories in there, too. An education in one night. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how much you know. But I guarantee you that if you download a copy or go to the Barnes & Noble and order the physical copy, you will become a smarter person from that book. And you will learn things that you didn't know. I guarantee there isn't a person, not only on planet Earth, in the whole friggin' universe, that will not learn something from that book. That's a bold statement, but that's how much knowledge I have because I've had some interesting experiences that not everybody gets to experience. And it's only the tip of the iceberg of how much I really know. But it's in that book. It'll make a smarter person. Anybody who reads it and studies the pictures. Connect the dots theory. How can you resist if you're a truth seeker? And of course, I would appreciate it, you know, because this is internet radio. You know, we don't get paid on internet radio. It doesn't work like it. You know, I don't have, I'm not the host on Coast to Coast and get $1 million a year salary. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm a poor person, and I have a couple albums out there on CD Baby, you know. You can listen to the tunes for free on YouTube, you know. The album is American Party Songs, and the other one is Songs Better Than Gentlemen. A total of 35 songs there, and including the one you'll hear at the end of the show, which is the first song on Songs Better Than Dylan, titled I Gotta Be Somebody. You're going to hear it in a couple of minutes. So, but it would be nice if you purchase one of these after listening to them all for free. I mean, you ought to be able to find one song out of those 35 songs that you like enough to make yourself a copy by downloading it and then put it on a tape with your other favorite songs. I believe you can find one if you take the time to listen to them all. I claim to be one of the best songwriters on the planet. I'm in the category with, like, Paul McCartney, believe me. You know, I've got way over 100 songs written, you know, but I only had so much money to record 35 of those over 100 songs. So anyhow, hey, you know I got to be a good songwriter to make an album Songs Better Than Dylan. And I'll challenge him any day of the week, anytime, any place, anywhere, song for song. And we'll see who runs out of tunes first. The okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to give you the countdown, then you're going to hear the lead guitar solo to the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. Took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.